It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I got. You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. And elections have started. We actually started a few weeks ago with absentee voting, but we're about a week in, as of tomorrow, of no excuse early voting that is going on. And we have got Kurt Barr on the phone with us right now. Kurt is the Election Authority Director in St. Charles County. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Great. Thanks for having me. And I am doing wonderful. The turnout has been beyond anyone's expectations, hopes, dreams, or fears.
I bet you are tired. I have watched that string of cars that is it started last Tuesday when I tried to get to my office last Tuesday morning, and I was running a little bit late, and lordy, lordy, did I hit the traffic when it showed up. And, man, it has not stopped from the very beginning of Tuesday. How many people have you seen roll through so far?
We've had over 20,000 people just in the last 4 days, or sorry, now 5 days. We're going to see it. Looks like we'll have another 3,500 people today.
How is it going at Element Church? Are you seeing fewer people there than you are at your office, or is it pretty much the same?
It is fewer. For the first couple days, it was about a third. Now it's about half. So, as the reports about the traffic issues that we're having here at the Election Authority are getting known by people, they're trying to relieve that by going out to Element. And so we've added extra poll workers at Element. We've added extra on-demand ballot printers at Element. And then the church has given us extra space so that voters have more room to sit down and fill out their ballot.
So the absentee voting period that happened, I saw steady, but I didn't see a ton of people show up at the Election Authority. It didn't seem to be super busy for absentee voting. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. It was steady slow for the first 4 weeks. I mean, for a while, we're averaging 200 people a day. Now we're averaging over 1,200 people a day. And so 1,200 people a day is what we saw in 2020. But the biggest difference is they were spread out over the course of the full 6 weeks. These last couple days have just been a massive increase that far exceed even our busiest days in 2020.
Are you talking with other election authorities around the area? Like, I'm curious if they're seeing similar type of turnouts.
They are, yeah. And it depends on the size of the jurisdiction. But most of us are seeing a early vote turnout so far between 8 and 11%. St. Charles County is at the higher end at already being over 11% voter turnout as of right now. And with this trend, we're definitely going to be over 20% turnout. And then if you remember, the April election, we only had 15% turnout. So before Election Day starts this November, we'll have processed more voters than we saw all of Election Day and all of absentee voting for this April.
Wow. And earlier this summer, you set a record for the most voter registrations that you've ever had in St. Charles, didn't you?
We are now over 300,000 registered voters, just a little bit over that 300,000 mark when we hit the cutoff for voter registration. I just want to remind people that they can still update their address. The cutoff is for new residents to Missouri, so that's what the cutoff is, not if you just recently moved. If you recently moved, please update your voter registration so that we can get you the correct ballot election day.
So it's important about that because depending on where your address is, you're going to have different people to vote on possibly.
Oh, absolutely. We have 11 different state representatives in St. Charles County. We have 3 different county council districts that are up and 4 that are not. We have several other local races. We have a state Senate race for about 30% of the county. And so these different races, depending on who lives where, depend on which ballot. We have 52 different ballots for voters, and we want to make sure we get each and every voter the correct ballot for them.
I'm sure you've been busy while people have been coming in and out, and you haven't had a chance to have a lot of conversations, but I'm curious if you've had a chance to talk to people about what is driving this turnout. What are you seeing that people are telling you of? Why are they coming out to vote in such great numbers so early this year?
That is a question I actually haven't had with the voters. Just based on what they're wearing, it appears that it isn't just the presidential election. What they're talking about, when I'm walking past them, isn't just about the presidential election. And while I'm sure the presidential election is a big driver, I think some of this, especially some of this massive growth of early voting, has something to do with a number of the ballot measures that are on our ballot here in Missouri.
So we didn't see this kind of turnout in 22 for early voting.
Oh, no. Nowhere close in 22. It was much, much less, which is one of the reasons, and that was not just here in St. Charles County, but across the state. Early voting, when it was first available, was just something that voters didn't know about, and few people took advantage of it.
So, but you didn't see as many people take advantage of absentee voting, which is the thing that I find very interesting, because you had a 4-week period that you could have voted absentee and you could have just said, I'm not going to be in town. It's not like you have the police doing an investigation to go run you down. Not that I want to encourage people to lie to the election authority about why they're not going to be there. But I find it interesting of how many people, it seems, have been legit about, I didn't try to play the system and go vote in those first 4 weeks, but over this past week, man, they were just waiting for the gun to sound and show up and start voting.
You're absolutely right in that regard. I've actually talked to a few voters who had legitimate, absentee voting reasons, and I'm like, hey, you could have come, earlier when the lines were short. They're like, yeah, I know, I just want to do it now. And I don't know if people just are seeing this enthusiasm and they want to be part of it, and that's great. Or if, just thought because we had the 2 weeks, we only had 2 weeks. I'm hoping that at some point of time after the election, we can hear from voters and see why they made the decisions they made so that we can do a better job preparing to take care of them in future elections.
So for voters who want to vote, you're going to have a week left after today of when you can vote, right? So it goes through next Monday. Is that true?
Yes, it goes through next Monday. So here at the Election Authority office on Turner Boulevard, we're going to be open the rest of this week, including Saturday from 8:30 to 4:30, and anybody in line will get a chance to vote. And then you probably weren't at work Saturday because nobody else was, but yeah, we had no traffic issues on Saturday because none of the big trucks were driving and all the parking lots were empty from the nearby businesses, and so voters were parking in those spots as well. So Saturday was a great day to come in and vote. And then the day before the election, we're also going to be open here from 8:30 to 5 o'clock on that last day.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
I feel bad for the folks at Cry Distributing, who is the Anheuser-Busch distributor, because they've got their big trucks that are rolling through with all their beer trying to get past all of the people who are in line to vote. And I thought, you know, we could just have a street party here. Let's just open up that Budweiser truck and let's have a voting tailgate party going on. So, Ethan, there you go. Lindenwood, you want to step it up? Let's have a Cry Distributing tailgate party. Let's make that happen.
That's it right there.
Hey, Kurt, I'm just curious, for people who haven't voted yet, any advice that you would give them on the easiest way for them to make the process as painless as possible?
Yeah, so a couple things. One, give yourself time. I can't guarantee short lines, but also, on election day, the lines will be healthy. But with this massive increase of early voting, I don't think we're going to see crazy long lines at polling places. So give yourself time, whether it's election day or here. But the other thing is, there's multiple ways to get to the election authority office, and only one of those ways is having big traffic issues. So pay attention to the traffic and plan your route here accordingly. Also, we do have our satellite location, Element Church, lots more parking, and so a lot easier for voters to get into. And that's open today through Friday. And then we're going to go ahead and open it again this coming Monday from 9 to 3. We haven't in the past used them for that final Monday just because the number of people voting early has been so small that we've never needed to use them for that last day. But because of the record turnouts we're having, we worked with the church, and they're opening the doors to us for that last day as well. So voters have the opportunity to go there. So 9 to 3, again, if you're in line by 3 o'clock, the voters will get a chance to vote. We do have porta potties out there now. And so if somebody's in line, they can take care of that, because that was an issue. Those basic needs. And so, we're trying to take care of our voters the best that we can. Here at the Election Authority, we now have a shuttle service. So there is a nearby church called The Crossing at Mid River. It's just one exit up on 79. We've got some signs and some arrows pointing to where that is. And then we have a transport van taking voters from that church parking lot to the Election Authority office and back. And so we've got this going on. It's about a 5-minute drive. And so we've got a van just going back and forth to help take care of our voters and help to take care of alleviating some of this traffic that we have outside of the Election Authority office.
We're talking to Kurt Barr, who's the Election Authority Director in St. Charles County. Hey, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about Election Day. So all mm-hmm. of this early voting that happens, when do you actually start counting those ballots?
So for the ballots by mail, which my ballot is one of them, I voted by mail this election, those ballots cannot be counted until Election Day. And so, once we've, open up the polls and everything is humming, then I will have my absentee teams running all of those ballots to the counters and tabulating up our ballot by mail. As far as the in-person, just like Election Day, the voters are putting their ballots in a ballot counter while, right then and there. And so they're seeing that their ballot is getting counted. Now, just like Election Day, we don't tabulate, we don't aggregate those votes until Election Day, and those votes don't get reported until Election Day. And so really it is, after 7 o'clock, after the polls are closed, before we, start to be able to report what those numbers are.
Oh, so even the early voting that's done in person, that's not going to get tabulated until after 7 o'clock.
Correct. It's getting counted just like it gets counted at a polling place.
Right.
When you put that ballot in the machine, that machine is counting it. But that machine holds that data until election night, when we then aggregate it into the tabulating laptop that is air-gapped and not connected to the internet.
Sue, did you have a question?
No, I just think that's really interesting. I'm glad you asked that, because I've never known the answer to that.
And I will say that, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, even though they use different systems, the process there is the same, because this is state law.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's really interesting. Dang, I did not know that.
So last time, not to bring up the primary, but I have to ask this question. So last time there was some stuff about St. Charles not reporting until late. All those issues been taken care of and accounted for?
They have. After that fiasco, we talked to our vendor, found out what actually happened, and then I'm like, hey, how in the world can I make sure this doesn't happen again? And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you can do this step, this step, this step, and you can test our system ahead of time to make sure it works. And I said, great. And so that's what we did. We ran a logic and accuracy test. We uploaded that logic and accuracy test to the website that properly reported the way it was supposed to election night. And so now we know we're on a server that will actually work for us. And then, you know, we've then re-uploaded the what we call the zero report, you know, showing that no candidates have any votes yet. And so election night, we know that the website is properly working. Of course, we'll still have communications on site. We'll still have IT on site just in case there's any other technical problems here at the Election Authority office that we have the support that we need to, you know, to take care of that, to get the data to the voters. And then we also have the other contingency of producing the old school PDFs and publicizing those if we were to have a issue again. So, you know, we have contingencies upon contingencies, but yeah, we're confident that we're not going to have that same problem again this election.
And last question before I let you go, I know you just did a voter test that you invited the public to be a part of this past week. How did that go?
We had a public test. We had very few members of the public show up. We had several members of the media show up to record the process. It went well. We test all our machines before we ever do the public test. We make sure that they're working. But what the public test allows the public to see is they can randomly pick any of the machines going to use Election Day. And we, you know, break open the seals, you know, turn them on, run the state required test, and show them, okay, here's the test. Here's how we know that the test is working correctly and how the machines are working correctly. We show that result to the public that's there. And then, you know, after that, you know, we reseal the machines and then get them ready for Election Day for the polling places that had been tested.
That is Kurt Barr. He is the Election Authority Director in St. Charles County. Kurt, I appreciate the time today. I know you've probably got a ton of stuff that you need to go take care of today. So we really appreciate you making some time, and good luck over this next week. I hope traffic calms down because I'd like to get to my office at some point this week.
Thank you, Mike.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.